GT Cruiser, don't you know you're really looking fine?
Tomorrow, it will be the end of an era.
Bicycle.
Good, honey, bicycle.
Bus.
Mm-hmm. That's right, that's a bus.
Airplane.
Yeah, that's a plane.
What the?
The Chrysler PT Cruiser. You've never seen anything like it.
Well, we've seen lots like it on the roads now. A decade ago, Chrysler released the PT Cruiser. It became a sensation. It even had fan clubs popping up around it around the country. It sold 1.5 million of them by the time it finished. And it is finished. The last Cruiser will be built tomorrow. Both its incredible success and its slow death tell us a lot about the state of the American auto industry and the international auto industry. Joining us now is Clotaire Rapaille. He's a cultural anthropologist who worked with the team on the original design of the PT Cruiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
The car was originally designed, if I get this correct, to bring back the days of Al Capone and the gangsters of his age.
Absolutely. You know, the number one thing that people want in a car in America, it's a strong identity. And people were tired of seeing all these cars that are generated that look all the same. And one of the things that we discovered at the time is that identity was the key. They really wanted a strong identity. And then we tap into an identity that people already had in mind. Everybody knew Al Capone and the gangster car. And so that's what we wanted to do. We want to reactivate this strong identity that people had in mind.
And you were successful. People painted them with flames, and they had their own accessories market. It was the North American Car of the Year Award in 2001. But then the company was trying to get the maximum profit out of the PT Cruiser. They started and they stopped redesigning it. They put cheaper radios and other interior materials in it, and the PT Cruiser stopped selling. Is that kind of what happened?
Well, you see, what did happen, if you remember, is that Chrysler actually was invaded by the German and became Daimler Chrysler. And all the team I work with that was passionate and really loved this car and had a passion for American cars, the whole team left. And all these people, you know, Brian Nesbitt, the designer, which was is a
he
genius
went to
designer,
GM.
Moved to.
Yeah.
To GM and Bob Lutz, we were at the origin of the idea, went to GM Dave Boswick, that was the marketing guy, left. And so a new team of people arrived there, and that was not their baby. And so they didn't feel like they had to protect it and make it grow and make it develop. And unfortunately, they what I call the code, there is a code, there is an unconscious code for any kind of car that is successful in America. And we discover that when we work together. We know the code. And I explain a little bit that in my book, the Culture Code.
Oh, well, the code dies with the PT Cruiser. Perhaps tomorrow, the last one will be built tomorrow. That is Clotaire Rapaille, cultural anthropologist who worked on the PT Cruiser.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.